off the ball.
GAA.
Not too many goals are scored outside the 21-yard line, and there's not too many players in the country that I'd back to score a goal from that distance out. Aaron Galan is one of them. He was outrageous at the weekend.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Girls, I might just start off by getting you to introduce yourselves for the camera.
Yeah, of course. I am Ava O'Rourke.
And I'm Evelyn Delaney.
Perfect. And we're here at Ballymackie Football Club. I just ask you, when did you start playing football?
I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, maybe, when I started playing. I think I was kind of on and off for a while doing other sports, but then I probably started playing when I was about 11, I'd say.
Perfect. And yourself?
About the same, maybe even a little bit younger. I think about 6. So.
And would football be one of the main sports in the area?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, obviously the GAA is big as well, but I do think soccer is up there.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit about the club that you have here? We're in a lovely new hall.
Yeah.
I hear there's a phase 2 coming up soon.
Oh yeah, phase 2, much anticipated. So yeah, no, Ballymackie is really brilliant. I think everyone here is so dedicated to the sport, and they're so, like, you can tell how much passion they have, like, especially all the coaches. They really love spending their time here, and it's always so nice to, like, it's such a good environment, like such a good learning environment, especially like for girls, I think, and younger girls.
What about yourself?
Yeah, we've really good facilities, like I said, and like we're like one club. We're not just a women's club and a men's club. Like, you know, we always feel like it's just one big club altogether, so that's nice as well.
That's gas. I saw on your Instagram that the bio of Ballymackie Football Club is, it's not just girls football, it's not boys football, it's just football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it feel like that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And what team do you both play for?
Like
the age group.
Oh, I'm under 17s and under 19s.
And I play under 19s and senior.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were kind of chatting about the FAI initiative they did. It was called In Her Boots.
Yep.
So I don't know if you were aware that some of your coaches were taking part in it or not.
Yeah, we were at the night.
Yeah.
You were at the night. Oh, very good. See, there we go. We should have started with that. And yeah. What did you think of it? Like, first of all, I suppose, what would you think would the challenges that kind of maybe needed to be addressed coaching girls maybe as opposed to coaching boys?
Well, first of all, I found it so, like, interesting because it had never been something that, like, really growing up along the line that we would have been taught about. There's a lot of stuff about, like, menstruation and the importance of diet around that time and, like, how your body's different and how that might affect training or exercises that you might need to do. So I found that really interesting. And yeah, it was kind of just like different warm-ups that you could do that might increase your, like, agility or your balance. So it was actually just really interesting.
Yeah, had you ever kind of attended something like that before?
Not really, no. So it was something new and it was something different, but it was really interesting.
Yeah, but what were your kind of, were your expectations going in? Did you know what it was going to be about?
Well, not really. I didn't really know what it was going to be about, but when I went in, as Ava said, we learned loads of different exercises, and now we do them at the start of training to help warm up. So, like, you know, you feel a bit more confident going into training knowing that you've done everything you can to prevent an injury, and then what happens after that. So.
Was it nice to, were you doing it at the same time as your coaches? Like, were you all in the same room learning together?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We had a group of girls from our age group who were, like, demonstrating all the drills and stuff for the coaches, so they were watching us while we were doing them, so yeah.
Was there anything that you think would be really helpful that the coaches know that maybe, you know, you mightn't have brought up yourselves to them, but now that you were all taught this together, you can talk about it more openly going forward?
I'll take that one, yeah. Well, I just think it was, like, good to know that they know as well. Like, I know my dad is one of the coaches, and being a girl dad anyway, he would have prior knowledge, but I think it was nice to get that sort of, like, professionally analysed and professionally taught. So it was actually just, it was really nice to know that they now know how to look out for us when we're in that sort of situation.
I love the girl dad.
Yeah, he's a girl dad.
Are both of your parents coaches?
Or? No, mine is
not. No, just mine.
Just tag along.
Yeah. And do you think it makes it a little bit easier now? Like, your dad you'd be more comfortable, but maybe with a coach that like that isn't a parent, that you can talk to them about anything that was covered in these sessions.
Definitely. So at least they know now like what we go through, so it's nice that, you know, if you ever did have to talk to them about it, like they know from that night. So yeah.
Was there anything that kind of surprised you that was brought up in those sessions that maybe you wouldn't have known before? You knew it all.
Yeah, but I suppose it was nice to know some exercises that we didn't know that would really like work for us more than that would work for the boys. So we learned some different exercises, especially for like knees and pelvic area, where like that's where we need the warm up exercises. So it was nice to learn about them and how they affect us.
Yeah. And you're doing them.
Yeah,
now.
We You've do kinda... them then and start training as warm ups.
Wow. Yeah. So what would be the kind of different things that you do?
Well, I suppose we used like a lot of like bending our knees and stretching our knees, and we do like loads of jumping just to make sure that we're landing right, because especially with ACLs, like if you land the wrong way they can tear really easily, so at least you're warming your body up for training by doing those exercises at the start. So yeah,
brilliant.
And then before matches and stuff, we do like opening the gates, open your hips up, and we do like skipping to the front and landing properly and getting height, and just the techniques was a big thing I think discussed in that, if I remember correctly.
But, there won't be a quiz, don't worry.
But yeah, no, it was just going into it, I suppose we didn't really know what was going to be asked, but everything that we like did know going into it was further expanded on, which was really nice, and we have now a more in-depth knowledge.
And a lot of the program is based on the pitch stuff, you know, like specific warm-ups, but one aspect of the program as well is kind of off the pitch and just general confidence and being able to communicate a little bit better. Did that come up for you as well?
That's definitely something we've been working on, because I know a lot of the girls on our younger teams especially can be a bit shy, and we might not often train together as much because there's other like commitments happening at the same time. But no, it definitely was a big thing that needed to be addressed, and I think we're getting better at it. Yeah.
And how important do you think something like this is for a football club? You know if your club has taken on board this program that, like the Instagram bio said, it's not just a girls football club, it's a football club, you know, and they're investing in you.
Yeah, of course it's so important to know like how to be able to help women especially with their bodies, because it's so different and there hasn't been as much studies done on it, if you know what I mean. It's good for like individually players, like so they know they're being treated the way that they should be, and that the coaches do actually have a good understanding of their limits and like where, I don't know, cutoff points would be. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of waffling now, but it's
not at all, that's all we do.
Yeah. No, but it's just good to know that they have a good understanding of what we're going through.
Yeah, and do you think now that they might understand you as a group a little bit better?
Yeah, I definitely think so, and I feel like that's what some girls might look if they want to come join a sport. Like, if the club is a bit more understanding, they might feel a bit more confident coming in, knowing that their coaches will understand what's going through, and even the teammates around them would know what's going through. So I feel like that can be very good for girls who want to come and join a sport if a club offers that.
Yeah, and to come and join it, and as well, I suppose, to stay going, we hear so much about girls dropping out of sports. Do you think a program like this helps maybe the coaches understand why you like playing? Because a lot of the time it's not just winning, you know.
Yeah. No, a lot of the time it is just kind of wanting to hang around with your friends, and like for coaches to know that, so like training doesn't need to be very serious all the time, like you can have the fun aspects, and I feel like definitely our trainings we always have the like laughters and our drills and stuff, and that definitely helps. Like, you always feel welcome when you come here and you're not like afraid of making a mistake and being told off, or like you just laugh at it. So it's nice to know that it's not very serious, and like, you know, you enjoy your trainings when you're here. So
yeah. Do you think there's been a bit of a change so since the In Her Boots program?
I definitely think the social aspect has been more addressed and more understood, because I think the boys generally take it a little bit more seriously than the girls. Like, they're a lot more competitive, even watching their trainings before our senior women trainings on a Friday night, they're yelling at each other, but they're like, and it's not all encouragement, but it's definitely some form of encouragement. But anyways, no, it's lovely to know that the social aspect can stay like true to what girls want to do, and it definitely makes it more enjoyable to know that you can have a good time with your friends and not be afraid of making mistakes.
And you mentioned that you train with the senior team. Mm-hmm. Are you hoping maybe that more girls now will join that at a later stage as well?
They even are now. Like we've under 15s playing with seniors, and it's such a lovely environment because all the women they all want to be there. Mm-hmm. And they're all bringing each other on, and it's just such a lovely environment.
Brilliant. And the women's national team, I know we had a little bit of a hiccup with the last two losses, but yeah. Do you follow them a lot? Do you think like there's a lot of coverage of them going around?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely over the past few years, especially since the Women's World Cup was kind of when we noticed. Like, I only started watching them, I think, before the Women's World Cup, and then since then I've been following every game. So definitely since then there's been a lot more coverage on them. So it's nice to see like young girls, like there's loads of young girls in matches now, and you can see them looking up their role models. So yeah, it's definitely improved over the past few years.
Yeah, and do you think the future is bright for girls football in Ireland and Ballymackie?
Definitely, yeah, yeah. 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Girls, super, thanks so much.
Thank you. Brilliant.
Kieran, might just start by getting you to introduce yourself and your role in the club here.
Yeah, so my name's Kieran O'Rourke, and I'm the under 12, under 13, under 17, under 19, and senior women's coach. Not all head coach, but I help out with coaching all those teams. I'm also the child protection officer, and I look after club registrations as well.
So you're not a busy man at all?
No. And I have a work and other things to be at. But it's like I said to everybody else, you wouldn't do it if you didn't love it. So, you know, if you want something done, you ask a busy person, isn't that what they say?
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about Ballymackie? We kind of just came off the motorway, so haven't even had a chance to drive through the area. What kind of a size of a club it is?
We've approximately, as far as I know, about 400 members, underage members. We've two senior men's teams and senior women's team as well. You can see in the club behind us, we're just over 50 years old now as well. Obviously being situated where we are, just outside Nina, huge GAA influence around us here, so soccer would definitely be playing kind of second fiddle to hurling in this area. Having said that, North Tipperary football is, you know, has been very, very strong over the last number of decades. And we're holding our own, as they say.
Yeah, and what led you to get involved with the club as a coach? Do you have kids playing?
Oh yeah, I have two daughters playing. So basically, they were kind of 6-7 years old and whatever it was, and I brought them up here and they were trying out football, and I was standing with my arms folded watching it, and one of the other coaches came up and said, "Would you like to help give us a hand?" And next thing you know, you're coaching numerous teams, you're on the committee, you don't get away that easily. But it's like I say, it's a great club to be involved in, and like I said before, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. So I have a love for football, I always have.
Yeah, and the In Her Boots campaign then, what was kind of your main motivation for signing up for that?
Well, it's mainly because I have two daughters playing, so when I'm coaching those teams as well, to get an insight into what we should be doing better as a club. As you know, as a dad of two daughters, I have a fair idea of what's going on, but you have to understand then as well, how does that translate into the football side of things? How do you make sure that on a given day, a certain girl might be going through something in her menstrual cycle, whatever it might be. A lot of men kind of just kind of go, okay, you know, girl issues, we'll look the other way, it's okay. So there was an awful lot of insight into the nutrition side of it, kind of the flexibility and you know, warming up and that kind of thing, doing things properly. That's different for girls than it is for boys. Obviously their anatomies are different. So there was an awful lot of insights into stuff like that, which you kind of know in the back of your mind, but you don't, not that you're afraid to bring it forward, but you kind of have to say, well, yeah, boys are different to girls. We have to do things differently for them. We have to treat them differently because, you know, they're playing the same sport, but there's differences that have to be addressed and taken care of and looked after.
Yeah, and for things like the menstrual cycle, do you find that it maybe took a little bit of the stigma out of having the conversation with, you know, you'd be comfortable maybe chatting to your daughters about it, but other kids on the team, that when you've all been in a room with professionals from the FAI?
Oh, absolutely. And what I found is as well, is like I say, a lot of men would run a mile from talking about it, but I think the generation we have now is a lot more open. We talk about these things a lot more, and especially in a club like this where, you know, we're kind of 60-40, we were nearly 50-50 boys and girls at one stage a couple of years ago.
We have to 60-40.
It's around 60-40 now, yeah, but we were definitely 50-50 a few years ago. But, you know, that's tremendous numbers, and, you know, you get the girls coming and they keep coming back, which is terrific. And as long as you can keep, understand that the girls are different, that they have different needs, you need to treat them differently, that maybe, as Ava said, you know, the boys are a lot more competitive and the girls maybe, you know, we have girls that come to training, they don't play matches.
Yeah.
But they're getting exercise and they're having fun and they're enjoying their playing football. Maybe they don't want to go out and get into the thick of it on a Saturday morning, and that's fine too. So you have to understand where, you know, that each girl is different, each team is different. And like I say, there's avenues for, you know, girls who are playing younger age groups to play up, to get more football week in, week out as well.
Is there anything throughout the sessions maybe that surprised you, that you were like, God, I'd never thought of it that way, or... I'm just totally putting you on the spot now.
Well, it's to do with the difference. Give you an example, pelvic floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so pelvic floor came up and was mentioned about how you do your squats properly and all this kind of stuff. Never would have occurred to me.
Yeah.
Never would have occurred to me that is something we need to, you know, strength and conditioning girls do, build it in as part of our warm-up, as part of our stretches, maybe even as part of some of the fun games we do in the during the warm-up session, you know, that kind of thing. It's little things. It's hard to get into specifics on what exactly it is, but
yeah,
kind of as a whole, you have to realise that, you know, it's not just about doing two laps of the pitch and a few stretches and off you go.
Yeah.
Like it might have been when I was learning to play football, you know, that there is a process and a reason behind every warm up you do, and why you're stretching certain parts of your body, and why you're, you know, doing your squats and your pelvic floor exercises and stuff like that as well. So.
And have you noticed a difference now in the girls and the groups that were involved in the training, having finished up the program and the sessions?
Well, when we did that session here, what was it? It was just over 18 months ago. The girls, they're kind of under 17, under 18 now. But what's happened now is the stuff we got, you do it from under 12s, under 13s upwards, and you're building in, that they don't even realise they're doing it. You build it in as kind of a fun game, as a part of a warm-up for training and relay races. And, you know, they don't know that that's what they're doing. But as they get a bit older, you can explain to them that, you know, it's important that you have, you know, your right nutrition, that you do your stretches properly, that you're, you know, working on core muscles that are important for you as a female player. But maybe you don't need to tell them that when they're 11, 12, 13,
yeah,
but they'll realize when they're, you know, Avian, Avian's age, that when they're 16, 17, 18, that, yeah, you need to be wary of these things, and they're very important.
Two girls, absolutely well able to speak. I'm sure we talked about the communication aspect,
yeah,
and it won't be a problem for them, I think, going forward. But it's the future of the club seems to be in very safe hands from both the coaches and the players' perspective.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're encouraging more and more parents to get involved. And, you know, as part of my role as child protection officer and doing Garda vetting and stuff like that for parents as well, they come in and go, oh God, I haven't got a clue, I don't know. And, you know, like, it doesn't matter. Just come in, get involved, to pick it up as you go along. It's, you know, we're very open to new volunteers all the time. And like I say, you might find yourself on a committee and get a job in a few years, but so be it. It's great to give something back as well.
And if there was other clubs and other coaches out there thinking of taking part in the programme,
yeah,
what would you say to them?
Well, absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's vital, and especially with keeping girls playing sport. You know, where we are in North Tipperary, we're in direct competition with Camogie a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always kind of know our place, as it were, in the scheme of things. Okay. But at the same time, then, we've got girls here that football is their only sport. And it's important to keep them playing and to keep girls involved in sport, because what you find is when they get to kind of junior cert age, different pressures come along. They go, oh, I've got exams, I can't play football. And especially when it gets to leaving cert then.
Yeah.
And the numbers just drop off a cliff. And even our under-19s team at the moment, you know, in your Facebook memories, it comes up, you have a photo of them when they were under 12.
Yeah.
I actually counted them out. There's only two of them still playing. football.
Wow.
There's some of them still playing camogie and other sports, but there's only two out of a team photo of whatever it was, 12, 13 girls at the time, under 12,
yeah,
that were still playing soccer with the club.
Would you be hoping that in a couple of years' time now that'll be different?
It'll take time, but yeah, I think the importance, and there's a lot of media attention on it as well, about the importance that exercise and team sport plays, especially in keeping girls from a social aspect more than anything else.
Like, yeah.
Great if you're competitive and you're all brilliant footballers and you're winning cups and trophies every year, so be it. But I think we know our role as grassroots coaches is keep them playing, keep them coming out every Tuesday and Friday for training, get them showing up on Saturday mornings, rain, hail or shine, you know, get them out, because it's so important for their mental health and exercise, you know, obviously obesity crisis as well coming on. So anything you can do to keep girls playing football or any sport as far as that goes has to be encouraged, yeah.
Yeah, rail, hail or shine, I think we're out now in the rail, hail and yeah. Wind at the moment, but you're about to go do a session. We might continue, yeah, on the chat.
No problem.
Thanks so much, Kieran.
Thanks
appreciate
so much, Rachel.
So, might just start off by getting you to introduce yourself and tell us about your role in the club.
So my name is Aveen Delaney. I am currently, as well as playing on the senior team, I also help out with some of the coaching for the women's teams, like 17s and 19s. That's me.
Yeah, I suppose we have to give a notable mention to your father, John, yeah, who is supposed to be here.
My dad is supposed to be here. He is the head coach of the senior team as well as the 19s, but he is unfortunately stuck in Thailand. So he sent the second best.
Take one look outside there and say, fortunately,
yeah,
I'd say.
Fortunately. So, so he's not here, so.
Yeah, yeah. Ably filling the boots.
Ably filling the boots, yeah.
So when did you kind of start getting involved in the club? Was it first as a player or as a coach?
Yeah, so I've been at Balamaki since I think under sixes, eights. So my dad was coaching at the time and I started off with the boys team. So I think around when I was under 10, it was transitioned that he took the women's team. So I was the first girls team and I've been playing ever since. And then when I was around 15 or 16, I started doing some of the coaching courses and doing some of the FAI summer camps and helping out. So
what made you want to get into coaching? It's unusual that people want to get in that early. Like, it's great.
I suppose I'm just surrounded by soccer. My dad's always been coaching and he's a good mentor to a lot of people, but I think another bit of it is that there's not that many. For me, seeing I have never had a woman's head coach, so I think it's really important that there should be, and it's actually amazing that there hasn't been. So that was kind of the encouragement, and this club is good at encouraging a lot of young people, a lot of women's to do some of these coaching courses and get started earlier.
Brilliant. And does doing the In Her Boots campaign, is that something that fills you with confidence then, because you obviously had the ambition to do it, but now there's something in place that you can say, oh, I've done this?
Yeah, I think it was really good. I think it's good for visibility for even like all of the other head coaches and even the girls themselves, so that they feel like they've been seen and their needs are understood. Like, I played with both the boys and the women's team, and you know, the trainings at the same, they're the same, and they really shouldn't be when you look at it like this. So that there's injury prevention for women's that needs to be highlighted, and just the training needs to be different. That, like, I've seen all of my teammates when I was under 14, that I'm the only one left standing in the senior team.
Yeah.
Now, we do have good players that they've come back from other clubs, but this is just not the same players, and some of it is, you know, we want it to be a bit of fun training. It's not as competitive as the boys' team, and there is the competitiveness as well, but it's to be able to come training and not feel that you need to be able to perform your best all the time, and that, you know, making mistakes is okay and it's encouraged, and that's what we want to do here in the club. And it's good that this is highlighted, that's the main takeaway, that, you know, it's to have fun and to keep playing, and that's what we want.
Yeah, and it's fantastic, I think, that both the players and the coaches are in the room at the same time, because you probably rarely get that level of honesty between younger girls, especially maybe afraid to say that. God, they might feel a little bit embarrassed in saying that, I'm not here for the complete competitive side, I just want to spend some time with my friends. But it's a great way to have those kind of discussions, isn't it?
There is a social aspect of it, and that you want people to come and just have fun and not feel like they have to be really good or to be the best, but we want to keep people playing, and you know, and even see that people that might have thought that they didn't want to play, but now they're so much better than they were, just because by just keep showing up and by having a bit of fun and by learning, like it's really good to see.
Yeah, was there any aspect of, I know there's a lot about retention and nutrition and injury prevention before going into it, was there an aspect that kind of interested you the most?
I think the main aspect for me was the retention, because it's the people that I see around me that would have left, and it's good to highlight why are they leaving and why aren't they staying, and you know, compared to the men's game, you know, they have much a higher retention. So I think it's something that's, it's good to be highlighted and to be seen, and what can we do better to help that, and also again going back to the injury prevention, that is some of the reason that we get girls leaving, that they get injured and they'll never come back.
Yeah.
So those two things are, you know, key highlights for me.
And do you think for your age group now, say in 10 years time, that there'll be a lot less drop off because coaches have these tools and they're tailoring their sessions, and it's less of the kind of one size fits all approach?
Yeah, I think so. I think that even now you see like a lot of the, even the other girls are saying that the 15s, the 16s are training up with the seniors. Like you wouldn't have, we didn't have a senior team even years ago, but you wouldn't have got that because a lot of it is a confidence thing, and you know, they don't want to be playing with these older women and that they're almost afraid to, but you know, it's if you have that ground that it's okay to come, and we just want you to come and play and all of that, and then go back to the injury, if there's less injuries, you're gonna keep playing. So that's,
yeah. And in terms of like grassroots football club, a lot of the time when we speak about women's football in Ireland, like even myself, you can just go straight to the international team and just think of it on that scale. But like, how important is it for you to be part of a club like this?
It's really good to be part of a club like this. I think we're really good at the how much women to men ratio is here, and it's one of probably the best clubs in Ireland that are doing something like that. So it's really good to see that we do have that, keeping that retention. It's the clubs around us that it's probably the most difficult, that we don't see as many teams that we could play against, and that kind of thing. And it's also that we're good at highlighting to some good female mentors. Like we've tried to organise trips to see the women's team play and that. So it's really good to see that a lot of the girls are excited to go as well, and that there's a good interest and uptake in that.
Yeah, and I suppose it's great to see someone like yourself taking up that role of, maybe, you know, you didn't have a role model as a female coach, but now you're becoming that.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Like I've played a lot of teams coming up, and I've played on like North Tip teams and the club all along, and there's never been even like an assistant coach. It's always kind of been like a, I don't know what you call, equipment manager or something. So it's something that it would really want, that you should see more in clubs at that level coming up. And a lot of times it is like parents and stuff that take it up, but I think to be encouraged more, it would be great for the younger girls coming up that they have someone like that. And just going back to issues, that it's easier to highlight them at the end of the day, you know, you bring up that there is some topics that even the more you highlight them about the menstrual cycle and all of that, but they won't be seen as it would to be a woman coach. So
yeah, if you were chatting to any club out there, or like a player like yourself who is maybe thinking of doing the program, but they, like you said, maybe they lacked that bit of confidence, they weren't sure, what would you say to them?
that everything should be talked about, that there's nothing to be embarrassed, and even the more you talk about it, the less that should, I suppose, what I want to say, that it needs to be hushed or whatever. So the more we talk about it, the less it becomes an issue, and you know, more people can be encouraged to talk about things, and it's, you know, it's something that needs to be highlighted. So I think you should be encouraged to talk about it more, and you know, you should take that step forward and be the one to talk about it.
Yeah, and yeah. So it's funny, you're playing with the senior team here. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about football? Very vague.
What's my favorite thing about football? I think my favorite thing is actually the team around me. I think we have such a good team here, and the girls around me, you know, they make you want to come back, and you know, we've really good friends here, and that's the main thing. Like we have fun at training, and that's why we get people to come out, and it's we're quite competitive, but it's not a serious training all the time, and I think that's really important.
There seems to be such a big sense of pride about everyone that we've spoken to about this club.
We love that club here, yeah. You know, and you know, I think that good practice also, I suppose my dad's always been coaching me, so, and I think this is a great initiative, because you know, it's funny, my dad would come home and we'd be talking in the car and then we'd home for a match and he'd be like talking about the menstrual cycle to me, and he was like, the impact on the game, and you know, he's really interested in it. And I think that's one of the things to take away. You know, this is something that I've always known about it, but for these coaches, and it's something that they're really taking on board as well. That's what I've seen. So
brilliant, excellent, Amy. Thank you so much.